Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to start a six-part series on critical home buying steps.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about buying a home. The buying side is such a challenge right now. I think it's a great time to kind of step through the process. You can be successful at almost any price point, but you've got to have a plan and you've got to do it intentionally. First, I would suggest understanding why you want to buy a house. Now, that seems like an obvious statement. I want to buy a house because I don't want to pay rent anymore, something like that. But it may be that your first home is a strategic move toward your second home or your happily ever after home. And if that's the case, you're understanding that you're investing in the home first and you're enjoying the home second. If you have that frame of mind, then you've got the opportunity to buy smart so you can sell smart. It's funny, when you buy a house, you actually are making a decision on how it will go when you sell it. If you overpay, you're looking for a fool, no offense, to overpay again. So you've got to be really smart in your purchase side, and you've got to buy where a mass volume of buyers will be in the future. So understand why you're buying. If it's a happily ever after house, you can ease up on the requirements of your investment and look a little more for you as an individual, but take a look at that. Next is your credit score. You may not look at your credit score often. We've got a great fear that it will ruin our credit score by checking it, and yet we need to monitor it to make sure we're on track. Funny thing, funny setup they've got going on there. But the credit score is critical, and it is time when you're about to buy to take a good look at what you can do to clean it up. Not just to the point that it's financeable, but they actually look at the credit score and give you more opportunities as the score gets higher still. So you will want to make sure that it is optimized when you go to purchase. The way to do that would be to go to the lender you're going to choose, or someone you trust in the lending industry. They can talk to you about credit scores. If they're good at what they do, they can also coach you if you don't have a stellar score when you go into the relationship. You've got to take a look at it and start the plan now. So if that's why you're not buying a house, because you know your credit is bad, don't sit on it and wait for it to change. Do it proactively. You can change your destiny by years on how fast you can buy a home if you take a look at the credit score now. Creating a budget is important, making sure that you understand that you're not going to be able to pull this off if you can't sustain the house payment despite changes in job, shifts in the household, things that will modify to the worst case scenario. That's what you want to place your budget on for the purchase of the house, is on a worst case scenario, so it's sustainable. If it's not sustainable, then you're going to be back in a rental soon enough. So let's talk more about the critical steps to buying a home next program.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.